Good morning. So good to be here. Do you hear me good?
Yes.
Just want to check how many of you knows me. And how many of you understand me? Excellent. I'm trying to speak slowly today. So the first encouragement today for me this morning is the Good Father. Because not always our emotions are good, and not always our emotions are telling us what the Father is telling us. And we are here not because of our good emotions, not everything that is in right in our mind, but because the Father is always good. So let's enjoy with the Good Father. Yeah, I enjoy always with Him, even when I'm not good to myself. And that's a privilege that we have because of Jesus. So the only reason that we are here, not that we are smart or anything else, but because of Jesus. And Jesus is here, and because of Him, He wants to move us a step forward with the Father into the reality where His heart is revealed, it's open for us. And I'm happy to be with you today. So before to start to speak, I want to tell you that you are all beautiful. If somebody disagree, I disagree with you. Just like Jesus. Because if you deny me, I will deny you. And Jesus said that you are all beautiful. Do you know why? There are thousands of reasons. You are a temple of God. The temple of God cannot be ugly. So if you think that you are not beautiful, there is something wrong. The beautiness comes out of the righteousness that is inside of you. Everything that is right is holy. Everything that is holy is beautiful. It's excellent. It's perfect. And you are perfect. People think, how you can say that I'm perfect? I said, for me, it's so easy to say that you're perfect. Let me take a little bit of the love, and then I explain you how you're perfect. Did I speak so fast? No, good, good. So, this world interpreted the word perfect under totally different standard. Basically, in the world, with the natural mind, when you think what means to be perfect, what you hear, what you understand, everything that sounds to you is like, it's never enough. Because after me, there is a better one. So you get discouraged when you hear the word perfect in the circumstances and translation in the world language. But when you hear the word perfect, when the Father say, it has totally different meaning. Do you know what it is? Everything that is right, it's enough. Everything that is enough, it's perfect. You are perfect. Because He made you to be right with Him. Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. This changed our emotions. This is the way how we reset our mind and our emotions. Because of Jesus, I can stand here. Not because of all my emotions or thoughts are in order. That is the reason why we are here. To reset ourselves in equalness, in oneness with Him. Thank you.
Speak a little bit slower. Because the
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. That's my challenge. Okay, I try slowly. Yeah. Do you know the place in the Bible where Jesus say, if you really deny me, I will deny you. If you give up, I don't give up. And Paul understand this a little bit further. He tried to interpret it a little bit more to Timothy. In the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, I think, to 13 somewhere, it talks about this. It says, this is trustworthy saying. If we died with Him, we live with Him. If you hurt me, I don't look on you. I don't look on me. I have Jesus. That is where my new life is. The life with God, it's not to go back and face with everybody who was your enemy. You live with Him. You don't live in the past. You live with Him. That means you have new perspective, new spirit, new position where all is done for you. And if we live with him, that means that we will reign with him. That is the purpose of our life today. That we use God's authority in our life not to argue with each other, not to prove to each other. We don't build relationship today because we are special and unique, but because we have the love of God. But we use the authority outside of the church so we can conquer the ground and we can make Jesus known. So this is the purpose why Paul is explaining to Timothy. And the main point is like, even when you don't do everything well, even when you fall, even when you are not faithful, he remained faithful. And that is the covenant of our good Father. So when I hear this morning these songs, the Good Father, it's such a joy overtake my spirit and refresh me and strengthen me, put me in a great mood to be in a smile mood with you. Yes, you need to smile. Because when we smile, we release life, we release joy, we release hope. I need more love. Thank you. I think one of our foundation is Romans 5:17. So when we connect these two verses, if we died with him, we will live with him, we will reign with him. This is a better place to understand the things a little bit more in details. Through the gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace in only one Jesus Christ, the man will reign in life. So when you're focused on righteousness, you're focused on God, in you, not God on heaven, but God in you. So today, God on heaven does not apply much in your life as the God inside of you apply in your life. And that is the point. We don't have God over there, one day, maybe, and all of these things, but we have God inside of me. So this righteousness, we need to understand that we everybody have. We need to be sure that we have. Do you understand this? Do you have the righteousness of God? Yes. But let's make it a little bit more clear. At the moment when we believe in the message of the good news that Jesus was on the cross, our hearts start to recognize something, that is a truth. When we open our mouth, we confess this wonderful truth, the Holy Spirit takes place in our life. Remove the work of the flesh. People think that Holy Spirit just removes few sins, but the whole work of the flesh, because the spirit was affected, stopped, covered by the work of the flesh. And that work was removed. So the spirit was released, and that is the moment what we call it forgiveness. That's how we've been forgiven. That forgiveness that Jesus provides take place in our life. Did I'm now too fast still? I'm too fast or I'm going good? Good? Yeah, thank you. And at the very same moment, when the forgiveness takes place, also the gift of righteousness takes place. And that was the DNA of Jesus that was imparted into our core and changing our nature. And that's how I become beautiful. Before that, I was thinking that I'm not beautiful. Who wants to take a picture of me? I will stand like this. And this righteousness planted God inside of us. And now the Holy Spirit is helping us so we can understand the benefit, the purpose of this gift in our life. So what the Holy Spirit is doing, it's revealing Christ in us. Because when we was born in this world, we was under the influence of this world, under the influence of the nature of the man. And that paint us with a lot of different colors, lies and fears constantly, that we lost ourselves. So that's why we was born with amnesia of not knowing who we are. But when this holy work begin in our life has a purpose to reveal us into the will of God, into the original plan of God, of identity, of purpose for life. More love, more better message. So now the work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus inside of us, where this righteousness gives us a right with the Father, make us in peace with the Father, give us position. And this is the peace that we are talking about. Jesus give us peace that is different than the world. Basically, what is this verse mean is that we have the position of Jesus, where the Father can be never, ever against. Actually, he never been against. But that's how we think. So this is one of the reasons why people don't believe in God, because they have wrong information about God. Whew. Yes, people don't believe in God outside because they have too many wrong information about God. They think the life with God is all about being poor, isolated, disconnected of the reality of the world. From the other side, you have people who think that God is more bad than the devil. These are the extreme lies in the world where people see nonsense in their mind to believe in God. But we are here to testify that our Father is a good Father. And if you follow the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart, we will overcome everything. Because this gift makes us able to identify with Christ constantly, no matter how we feel, no matter where we are, no matter what we are going through, no matter what happened to us. All that is matter that we are one with Christ because of this gift in us. Because this gift has changed everything. You believe that you are new creation in Christ. You have new nature because of this gift. That's why you're beautiful. That's why you can smile today. But you still don't smile. I love the love of God. Thank you. Thank you. Hvala ti puno. Did I'm going too fast or I'm okay? Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. 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 It's really, 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 really good to be here. Yeah, I feel amazing. And let's move to the next step of the story. So the most beautiful thing that we have in our life, that we don't live life by accident, but we live a life that is called God's story, Father's story. And if we get lost, we just need to remind, what is the Father's story? Is it this what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling? And go back in the Word and check if the Word agree with your negative thoughts, emotions, and feelings. And that's how you get restored and refreshed. So it's important to know also where we come from. We come from the belly of the Father. We come from the dream of the Father. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the perfect unity dream together and says, let's create a man that will fully represent us and will make ourselves inside of him, them, to feel like home. So that's why the core of God, righteousness of God, nobody can imitate, provide, or deserve, was given to us as a gift with the purpose for internal fellowship with the triune God. And God created us through his own dream. God dreamed us, our future, our life, and he spoke. And at the same time, when he spoke, he created everything for us. And out of his own full heart of love, he enjoyed creating us with his hand and giving us personally his spirit. In the very same moment, we receive the same ability to dream. So today, the battle in your life, it's not about your flesh, but it's about your dream. Because without your dream, you don't go anywhere in life. The good thing is that he remained faithful, that we are in his covenant, is that our dream can die, but his dream never died. So, just want to tell you this day that your dream is not dead. Joseph's dream was dead for some years. God's dream was not dead, even in one single moment. Neither your dream. And I'm prophesying to you that you will be happier, you will be blessed and joyful like never before. Not because of me, but because of the Holy Spirit. He's faithful to accomplish what He began. You remember the joy when you get saved? There is hope in God. There is much more. And God will do it for you. God will take you through. God will take you to a place where everything will work for your good. Whew, more love. How long time I have? Like 20 minutes more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So, do you remember the verses in Ephesians chapter 3 from 16 to 20? It says how important it is to be strengthened in God's love. Because when you're rooted in God's love, that gives you dimension over all things back and forth, up and down in your life with a purpose to surpass the understanding. Because our mind sometimes is too logical and stuck into places that doesn't want to move further. But the love of God is taking us through. And it's the purpose of love of God is to take us into the dimension of the imagination. Because the imagination is a place of dreaming. If you have not expanded your imagination, you're stuck into the visible realm, into the natural. And you become slave to everything that is around you. But the love of God is given to you to see yourself differently, to accept yourself differently as God sees you and accept you, so you can love yourself regardless how do you feel, what the people think about you, what the memory of the past is telling you, so you can expand the imagination through the gift of righteousness inside of you. This is another dimension of the reality where you are in the Spirit. Because you are in Christ. Christ is in you. And Christ through you want to dream today. To see everything solved. Because the cross, the finished work of the cross, it's a solution and it's a fruit of much more. We know, we think that we know. We think that we have taste. But the fruit of the cross literally can solve everything in this world and make perfect just like heaven. Yeah, nearly too good to be true, right? I know. That's the good news. Unless it sounds like nearly too good to be true, it's not really the good news. But that was the purpose of Jesus. Jesus said, let's pray. When Jesus teaches the disciples to pray, He showed them the priorities of prayer, what is on heaven, to appear here. More love is always good. I love it.
Me too.
And you have one of the best water here. Are you okay? Yes. So, the fruit of the cross, it's to make Jesus known in the midst of every situation of our life. When Jesus is revealed in the midst of the sadness, the trouble, the hopelessness, and whatever difficult thing is around us and in us, He is revealing His own peace, His own beautiness, because He has made a way for us. He provides for us. He become our solution. He become our everything. When we plant Jesus into everything, we see the kingdom. Where the king is planted, there is a kingdom. So what that means? We do not argue with circumstances, but we honor the king. We put the king as a focus, as a purpose of our life. And then the kingdom is taking a place. You know, in the world, we all at one point being under the influence of different kind of authorities and powers and dominions. We didn't argue with them. But we submit ourselves under bigger authority, under bigger power, and that is Jesus Christ. So we don't have business to fight with the world, but just to plant the king in the world. And that is the moment where you see the transformation taking a place. Because everything in the world that you are fighting with, that is the way how you feed that. But we are not called to fight, we are called to feed. And to feed ourselves with Jesus. I think the last time I shared the moment how the devil tried to tempt Jesus and to change his purpose of appearing himself in this world. You remember why I'm mentioning this? Because I want to explain something. So Jesus was fasting for 40 days. His body was hungry. And all that the devil see is seeing the flesh in a need. That's how the devil wants you to see yourself. That's how the devil identify yourself with your weakness, with your past, with your needs, with all of these things that is weakness. And Jesus, bread of life, bread who come from heaven, now the devil is telling him, speak to this stone to become a bread so you can eat. This is much more evil than we can imagine and understand. So what Jesus is saying, what the devil is saying, like, take the law, eat this stone, mix your power, and then your life will be pointless in this world. So when we try to perform on our own, we are losing ourselves. Because we are not called to perform, but we are called to receive. And that's why the faith is given, because faith, with other words, means receiving. And I will encourage you that none of you will struggle if has a faith or not, because the faith is a gift. It's given from God according to your calling, according to your needs, according to everything that God has for you. And you have the faith of God. The faith that you have is perfect. It cannot be better. It can be more clear. When you hear more, you understand more. But you have inside of you. So you have faith with a purpose to experience God, and God will take place in your life with experience, over all experiences. So He can reveal His own goodness in your life that will transform your mind, that will make you comfortable with Him, and you will just be hungry for more. You will ask for more. Amen? Amen. I hope I'm not too fast. What a beautiful love. Maybe I eat too much this morning. I will share something that I think I have shared before. I'm not sure if I did here, but listen again. The love of God has a purpose. We said to expand, to surpass the knowledge and expand the imagination. So now this moment was revealed to Jacob. I will not go into details in the story, but Jacob has revelation about this power. And he has revelation about how much God loved him. And when he was under the house, the rules of Laban, he has not there his own blessing. And when he started to fight for his own blessing, he couldn't find a way. He tried his best. But when the revelation come, change everything. He become confident and has a peace and say, Laban, let's make a deal. In the natural, this is the way. Let's agree. If there will be different thing than the natural, will be mine. So the deal was about the goats. If they give birth to a different colors, that was not possible by the natural. Laban was very confident. But the Jacob has revelation about the power of imagination. Only because God loved him and he has tasted that moment of God loving him, and it's all possible. And it's important to know that the goats are the most difficult animals to train. It's impossible. If you look in zoology, it's not possible they to be trained. So the power of imagination overcome the impossible. And we have a proof. Our father Jacob has tasted this. So when you are one, when you are melted in his love, when you are drunk in his love, nothing is impossible. This was a revelation that changed my life. When I start to understand God's love, I understand that nothing is too far away, nothing is difficult. Everything will come to pass in my life because he loved me. And it's not about me anymore performing or being in fear, but When he loved me, whatever he promised, he is faithful and he will do it. So your dream, I call to come back alive. You're free from your emotions. You're really free from your emotions. Don't feed the emotions. Don't fight with them. Feed your spirit with Jesus. Because more as Jesus is stronger inside of you, you will reign over every circumstances. You will shine in life. And you need to say good things to yourself. Even when you don't feel good. What was the best confession that you have said to yourself? Yeah, people sometimes say, yeah, I'm beloved. But do you really believe that you're beautiful? Yeah, it's a serious question. People think, what he's talking about? What is important if I'm beautiful? It's very important. Trust me, it's more important than you can imagine. If somebody tell you that you're not beautiful, you're immediately rejected, manipulated, and you belong to second class. That's not the way how you relate with things, how you walk with God. To not be beautiful, it's beginning of shame. And the shame attracts condemnation and fear that melt you in the circle of the devil and keeps you far away from the promises of God, from the will of God, from His heart. Ooh, this becomes serious now. You're beautiful. I don't care how we feel, but I know what is truth, that you are beautiful. What means beautiful? Means you're righteous, you're shining, you're enough, you're loved, you're accepted. That's why you're beautiful. And have the smile. You know, in life can happen things. But trust me, sometimes the most broken moment is the best place where you can be. Back in the days, I've been encouraged by your people here, by Lars, by Richard. Richard has no idea. When we met, he blessed me so much that changed my life. Yes, your testimony, it's my testimony. I feel awesome to be here. I feel confident. I feel loved. I feel special. Not just feel, actually I enjoy that because I believe that. I have that in me. So that's why we receive one another. We serve to one another with the testimony that we have. And that is the perfect will of the Father, to be one as Jesus prayed. In John 17, Jesus explained the things a little bit into more details. This prayer has a purpose: to make us one, to make the Father known, His love to be known. And the fellowship that Jesus has with the disciples to continue on and on. So that's why the forgiveness that Jesus showed, it's our portion of our daily life. We don't walk together, we don't enjoy together because we are the best or the smartest, but because this forgiveness flow in our life, this love flow in our life. That's why we can cover the weaknesses, the sins, and enjoy in the nature that God has given to us. Amen? This is the moment why we are different than the world, because we have this love, they don't have it. If something wrong happened between them, nobody can help. But we have Jesus in the midst. And because of Jesus, we can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, no matter how I feel. This is not something that I feel too strong in it, but this is the truth that make me responsible to believe and to speak beyond my feelings. So I know that sometimes happen things in your life for a long time, and you doesn't see sounds to be much hopeful about life and expecting good things. But look at the Bible, don't look at the world. Joseph was in jail. Do you been in jail? No. Yes. People in jail, they just think when come out that they will do something differently. But who can imagine that from jail directly you can go to the position of prince. So that's why God is enough. God no need help of a man. God himself is enough. So don't look on people, but believe that the dream that you had for your life, it will come to pass because of Jesus. Amen. Somebody receive joy. I hope what I speak was easy to understand and helps. Who here been blessed by my prophetic ministry before? Oh, so many people. Thank you. Yeah. Yesterday, I enjoyed sharing a word for one lady. I cannot see her. Okay. Yes, was one. Yes, was you. Thank you. Yeah. I really enjoy when I speak to you. The joy appear in your life was so touching me. Yes, praise God. And I believe I'm in a fire to speak to others because I believe God will speak to you. When God speaks to you, God reveals his own perspective, his own goodness, his own faithfulness, his own strength in the midst of your life, in the midst of your discouragement, and it will elevate your life directly into the best of his will. So the prophetic, it's not a ministry that punishes people, it's a ministry that reveals the Father's heart, where we get stuck somewhere in our life into our own fears, doubts, whatever weakness it was, and then the prophetic ministry was given directly from the office of Jesus in the knowledge of Jesus Christ to speak the truth to you, to make you free and to appoint on his best for you. So don't be afraid of the prophetic. We have seen, yeah, prophets under the law. Maybe I was one of them back in the days, but God's grace changed my life, where God teach me how to give grace to people. So we have a few minutes. I would like to use it like this. Did somebody of you has a pain in the body? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Did somebody of you here being healed when I pray for people? Nobody. Yes. I know that was some people, but I don't see the people. Okay. So can we do it like this? Just put your hand, whatever pain you have, on yourself, and I would like to pray for you and see what the Holy Spirit is doing. It's not my work. I know that his work is everybody to make well. So everybody who come to Jesus and has the desire and cry for healing with the clarity that nobody can give a solution but only Jesus, because the doctors cure but Jesus heals. And Jesus is here as ultimate doctor to bring healing. Healing is the power of God that make you well in the original condition and even better. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving your best for us. And through Jesus, you provide healing for all of us, whatever it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you love your people. You love your people and you make them free right now from the weakness of the flesh, from the pain, doubts, and fears. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit is cleaning them and recharging them with pure joy from heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Whew. Don't expect your pain to come back. But tell me, how do you feel? Some shoulder was touched, I see. The Holy Spirit is still working. How is your pain? Did somebody want to share? You're shining. Sister over there, sorry, I don't know your name, yes. Behind you. Yes. What happened to you?
I really don't know yet.
Yeah, okay.
Because I have an ache or pain when I use my arm. Mm-hmm. As well.
And now? I believe today you will go home healed.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yes?
I usually have this pressure on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And
it will be completely gone. Amen. Amen. So thank you for flying with Angel Airlines Company. See you again later. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Tusen takk.